Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as you know. And I know it's like a dream come true for you. I know you're just pinching yourself, aren't you? You just can't believe you found me, haven't you, aren't you? You're going to be glad you hung out with us because Ruth King's with us. Ruth is a good friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder of The Profitability Channel, which we'll tell you more about in a little bit. That's a new name, by the way. And she's the author of a number of books, including her new one, The Ugly Truth About Managing People. And she's a serial entrepreneur, having been successful in many businesses in her very short life. And a pretty darn good interviewer, too, I learned last week. And she's our good friend. Ruth, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be back. You're a great interviewee.
We had fun, didn't we?
We did, and we gave our audience some really phenomenal information, and that's the key.
Well, you know, I actually went back and watched us do that. I watched the archive of that thing, and I was kind of proud of what we did there.
Yeah, you did good.
So if they go to profitabilitychannel.com.
And then click on the archives.
Click on the archives, top left, I think.
Top left, and then they're going to go to the... Small Business is Like a Bunch of Bananas, which was the
right.
title of our program, and just
right.
click on that, and they can see your smiling face.
Yeah, and then they'll need to log in, right?
Uh-huh.
They'll need to log in, and then you click on the thing, and it'll launch the little player there that
mm-hmm.
will show you the video. Don't get excited if I'm not there at the beginning, because I got caught in traffic, on 285, and I was about 7 minutes late getting there, and so that was not good for me. But Ruth handled it like a trooper. So I think I come on at about the 7 minute mark.
If I remember correctly. Yeah, they got you all mic'd up, and we broke to a commercial, and we switched
yeah.
you and Paul.
And you know the amazing thing is no makeup. I didn't have to have any makeup on.
That's the really cool part about internet television.
I thought it was because of my radiant beauty.
Well, Devana has radiant beauty.
Well, fine. Okay, profitability.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The thing that really drives me crazy is people think profits are cash. And they're
yeah.
not.
Mm-mm.
And you know, you look at your balance or you look at your income statement at the end of the month and there's this huge number of profit. You know, let's say you made, you know, $20, $50, $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not cash. That is the result of what happened when you sold a job, produced the job, and paid for the overhead, and then that's what's left, supposedly. But what you have to do with that quote-unquote profit number is write all your checks out, and actually write them out for all your payables and pay all your bills, and
mm-hmm.
whatever left from the dollars that actually are collected, hopefully you got money left over.
And what you just said is not intuitive for most people.
No, it's not.
And that's the problem with cash flow. It's not intuitive. And what I try to remind people about, Ruth, I tell them that profit is accounting. And you can't take accounting to the grocery store.
No.
Only cash.
Right.
Cash is cash. Profit is accounting. And one of the saddest things you'll ever see, Ruth, and I know you've seen this, and that is a profitable business that's out of business, literally closes their doors because they had lots of profit but not any cash, cash.
I've seen that happen over and over again. I had a client several years ago that had three companies go bankrupt on him within a week.
Wow.
Holding him for $1 million in receivables.
Wow.
And he didn't have the cash. He went under.
Mm-hmm.
And you would never think that because he had been incredibly profitable, cash flow was good. But he, you know, who would think to save $1 million in cash?
Well, he didn't think to make sure he had good credit policies,
right.
Obviously.
Right.
And he didn't have good collection policies, a good accounts receivable policies.
Mm-hmm.
And so he, you know, now the sad news is, Ruth, he may actually still be mad at those people who stiffed him. The truth is, he only has himself to blame.
Yeah, he's not working for another company.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he said, I just got blindsided by it.
Well, he shouldn't have got blindsided, because the way to fix that are those practices are known.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, the collection issue is, if, you know, 30 days on that 31st day, if you don't have a check,
yeah,
make a phone
call.
Yeah,
and you don't give 30 days to people who aren't worthy.
That's right.
Stand by, Ruth. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our profitability expert, Ruth King. She's the author of the new book, The Ugly Truth About Managing People. This is the second in a series, if I'm not mistaken. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thought you were my friend. Stepping out.
Hello, this is Abraham Lincoln, and I'd like to help you celebrate your 10th anniversary. Jim, I always feel better about myself after I'm on the show. I don't have any bouts of depression. You ask good questions. Congratulations on your 10th anniversary, but don't let it go to your head.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. Who else has President Lincoln congratulate them on their 10th anniversary? I don't know anybody else who does that. Ruth King is our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. And she's the author of The Ugly Truth About Managing People. Now, Ruth, this is the second of a series, right?
Correct. The next one will be The Ugly Truth About Selling, or The Ugly Truth About Sales. We haven't finalized what the exact title is going to
and
be.
And the first one is The Ugly Truth About Small Business.
Right.
And that one's both of these are available wherever books are sold, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
We're talking about profitability, folks, and which is a very important topic, extremely important topic. But, you know, Ruth, here's what a lot of people probably might not realize. It's important to be profitable, but not making profit will give you, not being profitable, if you have cash, would be a slow decline.
That's right. That's a slow death.
Slow death, but having profit and no cash is very quick.
It's dead.
Yeah,
you're absolutely dead.
Yeah,
yeah. It's really something. You know, one of my very first client, 1980 or 81, called me on the phone because she was reading her financial statements. At the end of every month, she'd see this wonderful number. You know, this wonderful positive number. She couldn't pay her bills. And she called me, and I found out by asking a few questions that she had no clue how to read her financial statements.
Oh.
And the accounting firm or the bookkeeping firm who was putting this data together, whenever they didn't know something, they put it in miscellaneous sales than asking a question. And she was actually losing her shirt.
Hmm.
And she fired him, obviously. But
right.
she ended up – I made her – learn bookkeeping. She said it was the three most miserable months of her entire life. However, she knew enough at that point to question. If something didn't look exactly right, she knew enough to say, this isn't right, get me the detail behind this.
Well, here's the problem for too many small business owners, Ruth. It's not just that they probably can't read a financial statement. It's that they're not creating financial statements.
Yeah.
Not regular ones. I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that more than half, maybe a lot more than half, of all small businesses only get a financial statement once a year when their accountant does, when their tax preparer does their financial statement, their tax return.
If their businesses are under $1 million a year, I would think it's even higher than that. Anybody who's over $1 million a year, probably not.
I agree, because they're probably getting some financing somewhere that requires mm-hmm. more current ones. But you're exactly right. And so what happens is by the time you get those, I mean, I've done this. I've walked into a business, and I say, "Where's your financial statement?" They hand me the last year's tax return.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I tell them, I say, "Would you eat a 15-month-old salad?"
No.
And they say, "No." And I say, "Well, why would you manage with 15-month-old numbers?"
And
it's
then
the there's
dead silence at the end of the other end of conversation.
Yeah, yeah, they're both rotten. These numbers and that salad are rotten. Why would you eat them? Why would you use them?
Mm-hmm.
So But now, one thing you said something a minute ago. I want to come back to. You said something about becoming understanding bookkeeping. You don't have to be an accountant.
Right.
If you're a business owner, you don't have to be an accountant or even understand bookkeeping to be able to read a financial statement.
Well, you have to know enough to be able to question.
Well, yeah. Go ahead.
My sense of it is, even I'm making my daughter Kate in college take a class that's called Financial Statements for Non-Accounting Majors.
Right.
Just so that they understand some basics. It's like learning a little bit about selling. It's learning a little, you may have one really thing in your business that you're really phenomenal at, and that's why you went in business. But there's so many other parts. If you're great at production, you still got to learn a little bit about sales. You still have to learn a little bit about finance. You still have to learn a little bit about what the laws are with respect to employment issues. And so you have to learn a little bit about everything, even if it's painful.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's just like anything that you do, there are two sides to it. There's the fun side and the maintenance side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you've got to be able to do. Is your accounting is the maintenance side of your business, isn't it?
It's your scorecard.
Yep.
How do you know how well you're doing with that scorecard? Everybody's got a scorecard. Your baseball players have a scorecard. Football players have a scorecard. And if you're not doing well, they kick you out.
This is where I really believe that the accounting industry has kind of let down small business owners. What do you think about that? I mean, I wish CPAs would offer more services and be more. Maybe it's hard for them. A lot of small business owners. A lot of small businesses are hard to pin down and hard to get information out of. Maybe it's more trouble than they can charge, but it just seems to me that there's an awful lot of need out there that's going wanting.
Well, that's what a lot of the SBDCs do, is they teach that type of thing.
Right, right. Small business development centers.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
And those are the types of things that are absolutely critical, so that when an accountant charges you $200-$400 an hour, you're going there with accurate data. You're going there with things that you've got reasonable questions about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of the SBDCs. I mean, it's ridiculous not to.
There's no question about it. But what do you think about, as we go to a break, I want you to be thinking about telling us what you think about the accounting software programs that are out there
and
how we can produce our own statements.
Mm-hmm.
And then just have them reviewed periodically by an accountant. Quick break, 10 till. Ruth King and I will be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Use those to your advantage, and lots of stuff there in both sites to help you. The first one has all of our show and all the different things we do here, the articles and everything, the newsletter, the blog, and askjim.biz is our knowledge base where you can get small business answers now. Ruth King is our guest. She's the founder of ProfitabilityChannel.com. Is that right, Ruth?
That's right. That's its new name. It used to be called iBusinessChannel.com, but we figured out very quickly that we weren't telling everybody what we were really doing, which is increasing their profitability.
Exactly. What do you think about, they can find your books there, right, at ProfitabilityChannel.com?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And also the interview that I did last week, folks, you can check that out over there. Ruth, what do you think about helping people getting the accounting software packages like QuickBooks and some of those, Peachtree, some of those. What do you think about creating your own financial statements with those programs?
QuickBooks is great to do it. Peachtree is a little harder.
Yeah.
But both of them are ways that you can start. What I'd suggest, even though you do that, I had a client of mine who actually went and got QuickBooks, and then I did a manual that's called Financial Management for basically non-financial manager type things. which is actually part of membership when you join Profitability Channel. And he sent me this email back and said, thank God somebody explained how to do this. They never did it in QuickBooks. And it's really nuts and bolts, and you know what an income statement really means, and what an asset is, and what a liability is, and you know what revenue really is all about, and so that you understand the data in the background. And it's written in English; it's not written in accountingese.
But you know, I still recommend that the moment that an entrepreneur can get somebody else to do that for them, they need to do that, because that's not good use of an entrepreneur's time, is it?
Oh, I agree, 100%. That should be something that they oversee, and that their financial statements aren't there on the 10th of the month. Where are they?
That's right.
It's like their collections. You don't have that check-in by the 30th of the month, the 31st, you make a phone call. Where is it?
And if you don't have the need for a full-time accountant, you can hire a part-time person to come in and do this
people,
for you.
Yeah, you can hire somebody for 10 hours a week who knows what they're doing.
Right. Right, and then periodically, maybe 3-4 times a year, take your stuff to your CPA and have them audit it a little bit. Just kind of check it over a little bit to make sure things are being put in the right place.
Absolutely.
And that way, and that'll help your year-end project, the tax issue. That really will speed that process up, won't it?
Absolutely, and it will be a lot cheaper.
And it's amazing how much quicker your loan proposals will sail through the loan committee if you've got good financials.
Right, and the bankers know what to look for. If they look at your financial statements, they look at your balance sheet, and under inventory, if you have inventory, it says $10,000. They know that's a plug-in.
Right.
It's amazing how many I've seen like that. It's like, come on, tell me the reality. What's going on here? I know you're not doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other thing, incredibly, Ruth, when I was a consultant full-time back in the 90s, I'd ask somebody to bring their financial statements, or I'd ask them to be in their office, and I'd say, get me your financial statement, or especially if it was a newer business, and they'd bring me their budget, one column.
Right.
And I thought that was their financial statement.
Or they'd bring you a shoebox.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let me tell you something, Ruth. This is some tough love, and I'll see what you think about this. If that's the way you're doing your business, you probably don't need to be in business.
That's true.
Because you're probably a failure, a collapse waiting to happen.
Because you're not finding out what reality is with respect to what's coming in and going out.
Yep. And it's amazing the cash burn, how fast cash can get out of your business. It'll take your breath away, won't it?
Absolutely, and you can't manage your company by cash. You need to figure out what reality with receivables and payables actually are. Cash in your pocket does not mean you're doing well.
Mm-hmm. And profitability, being profitable, doesn't mean that you're going to survive.
Well, profitability is a necessary thing for survival, but it doesn't mean you will survive.
Yeah. And that's the part that's not intuitive, but all of that is solved by good financial records, isn't it?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. That's how you solve all that, ladies and gentlemen. It's profitabilitychannel.com.
Right.
And that's where you can find Ruth's books. You can find all the things she does. You have a lot of, how many different programs you do a week on that channel?
We do about 30 a month, a little 30, 35 a month.
All TV programs, folks. So check that out. It's a lot of fun. Good work that they do over there. Ruth, thank you for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure. Anytime.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.